All right, so here's a quote that I haven't given you guys in a minute, and it is by Desmond Tutu, and it's the following. Hope is being able to see that there is light despite all of the darkness. Woo! All right, man. Quick little episode for all of you, and I hope you guys can enjoy it, and I'll try to do it really quick, but clearly I stumble on my words. Let's go. Hola, ¿qué tal, mi gente? How is it going, familia? I am super excited to give you, hopefully, a really quick video and something of a reminder that here at work for me, I was reminded of, and I'm so grateful for my leaders as well as my peers as we're navigating some new systems. But first and foremost, my name is Noan El Boricua, and I am your host here at Fuel Pasión Podcast, where we already know it's about immersing ourselves dentro de la cultura, growing in our faith, and like always, making those conexiones to be able to know each other, grow each other's network, to be able to get to those next levels. Now, I'm excited because this past week, aside from America celebrating the birthday of freedom, I also know that we also celebrated for my family, our youngest son, who is now a young man at 19 years old. I want to give much love to our son, Noah, as he's celebrating another year of life this week. And we just hope nothing but the best for you, son, as you're navigating college, as well as any of the careers and goals that you have on your heart and that God is guiding you every step of the way. So wanted to give that much love to our son, and we're super excited for all that he's done. And it kind of gets me to this thing, you know, when I think about being a father, as a husband, and a leader within the community, a lot of times you got to think about the type of leader that you are when you're at the forefront. And a lot of times there's a book that I actually read thanks to our job years ago that still rings true today. And that book is Multiplier by Liz, who is an amazing author and speaker. If you guys haven't had a chance to check her out, I would say look her up. And what I love about it is that you get a sense of, in the book Multipliers, where it really explores this concept of leaders that know how to amplify the intelligence and capability of their teams by enabling them. And that's something that I've been saying a lot. How do we retain is by empowering and enabling. And I get that enable from Liz in her book Multipliers. Now, to be reminded, I do have some notes in front of me, and Multipliers speaks about 5 different characteristics. So I'm actually gonna, like, hopefully I can post this up and you can see it. The 5 essence of this book is we see that there's what's called talent magnets, liberators, challengers, debate makers, and investors. And I don't have time in this video to go over the diminishers. I think when we really think about that, that's something that's super important when we think about the key thing of being someone who's going to be multiplying other people. So one of my favorite chapters that reminds me this week is one about being a challenger. So as a leader, I hope you have a challenger. And the challenger is kind of this leader that's highlighted that's really a crucial factor in successfully implementing a new system within the team. It really encourages people to be able to step up, to be able to lean into their talents, and really at times kind of get pushed to their limit. To be able to foster what you may be asking, to be able to foster growth, and more importantly, motivación. See, for me this week, it's been very unique because we are in a new system at work, and I think about, yo, how does that look like for me? Like, now that I'm in this role, now that we're finally in the grind of it, it is kind of being this challenge, but our team is really amazing. So I wanted to share with you, because maybe you've been challenged, or maybe, you know, we're at the second half of the year now. And next week, I'm gonna give you guys my results because I went to the doctor, I got my mid-year checkup, and I know there's some accountability. And it also brought me personally. So professionally, I see where I'm going, when it comes to being, you know, growing and being challenged. And then personally, I know there's some areas that I'm really trying to get better at when it comes to my health physically, spiritually, and mentally. And one of the beautiful things that I love about this is that I want to challenge you, and I want to remind you a couple things of what this chapter for me kind of brings out, and how can you kind of see yourself as a challenger, or being, you know, being the one to accept the challenge to be able to grow as well. So I think a lot of you guys already know this, but one of the first things is you got to foster a growth mindset. Now, what does that mean? So essentially, the way that I wrote this down, and I try to make it really simple, is really understanding, like, one, how do you get your team to be able to believe in their ability to be able to learn and grow? And are you someone that you really believe in yourself that you can actually learn and grow when it comes to a new system or a new protocol or maybe a new product that you're working on? I think for us, we need to understand that these are opportunities for each and every one of us to be able to develop. I think for me, when we have an obstacle and how we overcome that, it's really key. And I think one of the things about fostering growth mindset, like a downclick to this, is really understanding, like, seeking out those subject matter experts to be able to help you out, to be able to understand and grow. So that's one of the first thing that comes to mind for me, is really fostering this growth mindset. The second one that kind of comes to mind for me is you got to set some goals. Set some, like, stretch goals. Because I think for me, as I was looking at this, you got to be, like, ambitious, but at the same time, you got to be, like, achievable goals. I'm going to keep it 100. My goal was to surf by June. Oye, mi gente, es julio. And I have not gotten in the water, and I have not even gotten ready to surf. Clearly, I had these ambitious goals that I wanted to do from a photography perspective, which I'm grateful that I've had that opportunity. And the hand-in-hand moment was to be able to say, great, I'm at the beach. Eventually, I'm going to be in the water surfing. Water, of course, swimming, stuff like that. Avoid rip currents during this time of year. But as I'm trying to get you guys to understand, we need to have achievable goals. So maybe for me, the achievable goal was to have maybe that, you know, top three perfect pictures at the beach. And maybe that could have been more achievable because of the processes put in place. But I think that if we understand the importance of that, it's going to be really important to see how that then goes into my next one. And it's really, like, as you're becoming a challenger or you're accepting the challenger, the challengee, it is really then allowing yourself to be really key in, like, seeking out collaboration. So I know I've shared that quite a few times if you follow this channel. It's just important of understanding, like, how can I collaborate and how can I share my knowledge as I'm going through this new process and system. And I think here is something that I put here that my nephew said a long time ago when he was young: sharing is caring. And I think that if you care about your team as a leader, as a peer, you're going to share some of the insights. You're going to be able to share. Because at the end of the day, something that I learned a long time ago, my success is your success. Again, my success is your success. And that goes up the ladder when we think about professionally, but even just in everyday relationships within the community. Now, I have a few more because I wrote this down for me of, like, as I'm reflecting this week. But I'm going to leave you with this last one. And this is something that... it's almost like a cop-out answer, but I'm going to down-click this. When you're willing to be a challenger as a leader, or if you're willing to be the person to accept the challenge, to be able to grow in a new system and be able to learn new processes, you got to lead by example. So I'm challenging my leaders out there. Do you lead by example? Now, that's an easy thing to say. I hear so many people tell me that, oh, I lead by example. But in what way? This is what I mean. And maybe hopefully this helps a lot of you people when you think about how do I lead by example. I want you to be a role model for your team. I want you not only that, I want you to be able to demonstrate the willingness to accept the challenges first and foremost. Because setting the example is saying, yo, I am willing to accept whatever things are, the opportunities, the challenges, the things that are going wrong, I'm willing to accept it. And I think the other part of that is really constantly learning from failures. There's something that I would say you gotta, you know, fail forward, because in doing that, you're gonna learn. And that's setting the example, like, be willing to be the sponge, be willing to be that dude, that individual that really says, yo, if I'm gonna lead by example, I'm gonna go first. I'm gonna make sure that I can test and trial and research and provide insights to be able to grow. Because at the end of the day, when your team sees that you embrace the challenge and you're pushing yourself, I'm gonna tell you this, the key thing in all of this, van a ser inspirados. They're gonna be inspired. That's where I'm at today. I'm inspired by my leaders in the workplace. I'm inspired by my peers collaborating. Oh my God, we collaborated so much this week. And that's what life is about. Life is about doing community at work and in the family, with your friends, in your community itself. But when you do it together, I think it's dope. So I hope this helps. I know a lot of times we get challenged, we get thrown so many things at us to be able to do the best of what we do. But I think a big part of that is understanding that you should be willing to accept the challenge. And if you're the leader, make sure that you're leading by example and doing all the little things that I just shared. So once again, I hope you guys enjoyed this video. If you did, I hope you consider to like it, subscribe it. And muchas gracias for checking out the video that we just posted like literally a while ago. And it's around, you know, Chris Sponto Prenup, who is one of the founders of Born and Raised here in Los Angeles, California. I hope you guys can just take a look at that, but also do your own research and read up about it and know why he's such a great, iconic person when it comes to the leadership of, like, born and raised in his family, in his native community, but also just the importance of just being a fashion icon and being a forward thinker and telling the untold stories of Los Angeles. So, with that being said, check it out, FuelPasionPodcast.com. Y como siempre, immerse yourself dentro de la cultura, grow in your faith, y como siempre, make those conexiones. Y como dice mi abuelita, que Dios te bendiga.